Bianca, Terry and Bob.
Morning.
Morning. I'm surprised by this new this news, because basically with your self-imposed sobriety, you've been really, really looking after yourself.
Yeah.
You've been sick for a couple of weeks, but you're looking trim, you lost some weight.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a problem with some part of you.
Well, the addiction has moved away from the gym and possibly my lovely Chardonnays to my mobile phone. I have really been struggling with my eyes, and I definitely think it's got something to do with this phone. Someone who knows what they're talking about when it comes to screen times and all things tech. The tech-savvy Andy Wells. Good morning.
Good morning.
So I have now officially been told by an optometrist that I need to wear glasses, and I'm waiting for them to arrive.
Mm-hmm.
Never in my life before I started this job, Andy, been on my phone so much.
She's stacking them. In the end, we want to know, is technology making Bianca go blind?
Well, isn't...
I'm going to say yes. I think technology plays a part in it. I'm not going to speak against any medical advice you've been given or any science, but there was a thing called computer vision syndrome.
Right.
No, it sounds a bit fictional, but it actually relates to a bunch of problems that are caused by increased screen time. I mean, does this sound like you? Things like eye strain, headaches, blurred vision, dry eyes, neck and shoulder pain.
Yep, and a lot of FOMO. I have a lot of FOMO as well, but that's just fear of missing out on Facebook. But anyway, yes.
FOMO is a whole other thing, but anyway. But, computer vision syndrome is actually a thing, and I was actually speaking to one of Australia's leading optometrists in Sydney even back in 2013, and it was a thing back then. And they were talking there about more, so kids... having perhaps long-term problems as a result of this, because of course, and this goes into the short-sightedness thing as well, because they spend so much time looking at something that's right in front of them and not, getting outside and looking far away, but that could lead to further problems. But all of these short-term things like the headaches and everything, I think, and I definitely agree that this, is related to too much screen time.
Andy, have they got a safe usage sort of amount that we could go for with Bianca? She hits 2 hours and we take everything off her?
Please don't.
Maybe, every 15 minutes of the hour, don't be looking at a screen, perhaps.
If you've got DIS or CVS, go to OPSM. Gotcha.
Exactly.
Thank you so much, Andy. I think it's something we're going to have to keep our eye on with the kids as well, because...
Oh, you know what you said?
What did I say?
Keep our eye on.
Keep our eye on! Boom, boom! Thanks, Andy.
See you later.